You have my gun, Dorfman.
Yes, sir.
And I have another gun in your back.
Yes, sir.
When I count three, I want you to put those two bullets you lied about in Mandrake's back. If you don't, I'll put two bullets in your back. Ready? One.
No. No, you can't make Dorfman do this terrible thing.
Get out of the way, Narda.
I'm not going to move.
You interfered with me before when I flogged Lothar. And I won't put up with any more nonsense from you. Now get out of the way.
No. No, you cowardly, rotten beast. Isn't there one spark of humanity in you?
I destroy my enemies just as I expect them to destroy me.
Please stand aside, Narda.
Mandrake, don't you understand? He's going to make Dorfman shoot you.
I know. Captain X has made it plain that he gives no quarter and expects no quarter.
That's right, Mandrake.
I hope you die, Captain X, in the same horrible manner that you killed. I hope you have 1 second given you to remember that you made the rules under which you fight. Now, go ahead.
Mandrake, no!
I'm gonna start counting again, Dorfman. When I count three, if this girl is still standing in front of Mandrake, shoot her.
Please, stand to one side, Miss Narda. I don't want to have to shoot you.
One.
Narda, stand away from me. Please, Narda.
No, Mandrake, I won't. Dorfman, you value your life so much that you can buy it this way?
Please, stand aside, Miss Narda.
Two, Dorfman.
Stand aside, Narda.
Dorfman, he'll kill you anyway. If you must die, die like a man. Turn your gun on Captain X.
Don't try it, Dorfman. My gun's on your back. If you make a move to turn around, I'll fire.
Give me that gun.
Why, you little she-cat. Let go of Dorfman's armor, I'll drain you.
Lothar, help me.
Lothar, fixed.
Lothar, don't move from that chair, do you hear me? Stay back.
If Master gonna die, Lothar wanna die too.
All right, Lothar, you ask for it.
Lothar!
Now, unless you want this gun butt cracked over your skull, stay in that chair.
Oh, no. No.
All right, Dorfman. No. I'm through with nonsense. Put those two bullets in Mandrake. Fire.
Mandrake. They've killed you.
You didn't miss, did you, Dorfman? You didn't dare. I saw Mandrake's body jump as both bullets hit him.
I fired point blank, Captain X, as you ordered.
Yes. Well, Dorfman, you've seen how my enemies die. Now you shall see how I punish traitors. Oh. That finishes you, Pilot Dorfman.
You've any pity, kill me to get your butchery done with.
Shut up, Narda. Stay in that chair while I get that other radio bomb. Here it is. Hello. What's this on the floor? Alex Jefferson. And he's been slugged. How did that happen, Narda?
What?
Alex Jefferson is in that next room. Looks like his neck has been broken.
One of your rotten gang got what he deserved.
I'm glad to be rid of Jefferson, but I want to know how it happened. Barracuda told me Jefferson left for the sub-dock.
He did, but Lothar was in there and knocked him out.
If it hadn't been for Jefferson, Mandrake would never even have guessed there was a submarine in these waters. Well, I'm going to leave him here with you.
Not even loyal to your own kind, are you, Captain X?
I think I'll tie you up, Narda, and leave you in the dark with this bomb for company. And so you won't be too lonesome, I'll leave this clock beside your chair. You can listen to it tick away your last few moments of life. And when it strikes 9, I'll throw a switch in my submarine and blow this point off the map. You see how well it pays to plan everything carefully, Narda.
Narda.
Why does Mandrake's voice keep ringing in my ears?
Narda.
Please let me rest, Mandrake. I want to go on sleeping.
Narda, it's Mandrake.
I do hear Mandrake's voice. It can't be. I must have fainted and dreamed.
It is Mandrake, Narda. I've been calling to you for a long time, ever since Captain X turned out the lights and left the room.
Hendrick, you're alive, but I saw Dorfman fire not 3 feet from your body.
Dorfman did the bravest thing of his life, Nada.
Brave?
Yes, he was... Is that Lothar or Dorfman?
Dorfman, you knew I had gone through for you, didn't you, Mandrake?
Yes, Dorfman. But I thought you had paid for it with your life.
I think I have, but it was worth it.
I can't understand.
Well, it's simple. I got hold of Captain X's gun before he left the submarine, pulled the lead bullets from the cartridges with my teeth.
The minute you pointed that gun at me at short range, Dorfman, I saw what you had done. And I knew it was safe to take your fire.
But you were hit, Mandrake.
I had to pretend I was hit. It was our only chance. Captain X had to leave here thinking I was dead.
Can you get loose, Mandrake?
I've been working on these ropes. No luck so far. Dawson?
Yes?
Can you move?
Bullet hit me in the spine. Legs paralyzed. Maybe I can crawl.
You can make it?
I'm here, Mandrake. But I can't lift myself from the floor. There's no strength in my arms.
I'm afraid he's too badly hurt to help us, Mandrake.
I'm afraid I am.
When that clock strikes and Captain X throws the switch to destroy us, there'll be a surprise in store for him.
What do you mean, Mandrake?
You remember I had Barracuda hypnotized?
Yes.
I ordered him to take the second radio bomb aboard the submarine. Plant it in the engine room. When Captain X throws the switch to destroy us, he will wreck his submarine. The explosion will draw the coast guard...
Mandrake.
Yes, Dorfman.
It won't happen like you planned.
Why not?
Because I broke your control over Barracuda.
You what?
I didn't mean to, but I made him remember Captain X's orders. So he... He carried the bomb to the foot of the bluff. But I...
Dorfman. Dorfman. He's either dead or fainted. Nada, if Captain X escapes to carry on this work of destruction...
Oh, it can't be hopeless. It can't be.
I wish I knew how much time we had. I could get loose from these ropes in time.
I wish I could stop listening in the dark, waiting for that clock to strike 9. I think I'd be glad to hear that first stroke.
Did you notice what time it was before Captain X turned out the lights?
No, he kept the face of the clock turned away from me so I couldn't see.
He knows every trick of mental torture, doesn't he?
Yes. Maybe 20 minutes, 10, 5, maybe seconds before that clock strikes 9, and then we'll be blown to bits.
Mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop thinking of that clock.
Can I? How can I? It's louder. And louder. And louder. Like a hammer that's beating. 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 I can see Captain X lift the hammer. It's coming nearer and nearer and...
Nada. Nada, you're sleeping. Sleeping, you can't hear the clock tick at all now. Can you, Nada?
No. I can't hear the clock tick at all now, Mandrake. Not at all.
And you won't hear it start to strike, Nada. You'll never know when the end comes.
No. I'll never know. I'll be asleep.
Yes, Nada. Asleep. That much at least, Mandrake, the magician, can do for you.